Live and local on your radio, AM 1410, and on your computer at myiowainfo.com. Now, KGRN turns our spotlight on business.
Time for another edition of Spotlight on Your Business. Today, we turn our spotlight on Patriot Realty, resplendent in their new digs right there on West Street. And Tammy Kriegel joins us. How are you?
Good, good. Loving our new office. It's way classier than where we were. It's set up as a bank and a real estate office. Come and see us.
So when they did the whole, when they built the building, they built it, you got with you in mind then?
Correct. I have two offices and we call it our real estate division.
Wow. All right. So that's nice. That's
very nice.
That's really nice. How long have you been in there now?
We've been in there since the middle of December. We actually got moved in a little bit before schedule since the weather held out for us.
That's nice. Okay, so people can come on by and say hi and take a look around.
And... Oh, please do. And every Friday we have cookies, so stop in.
What kind?
Today there's quite a variety.
Okay. All right, so stop by for cookies. Also, you're doing some expansion now. How was 2016 for you?
Good. It was a new year for the division in Grinnell, and we're up and rolling and doing well.
Okay. Did you have a full year to be able to do stuff, or was it,
I started in January of last year.
Okay, so you did have a kind of a full year to go on there, so things went well, I'm assuming. It was a pretty interesting year for real estate.
It was a very interesting year for real estate. We did well, and we felt the need to hire a new agent, so we have, and he's getting his training now, so I hope to have him on board in a month or so.
Already expansion. Wow. That's pretty cool. All right, so let's talk about Patriot Realty and why people should list their homes when they're looking to buy or sell.
We're local. I've got 30 years of experience. We are full service. We can start you out with a listing, a sale. We have financing options available since we're located within the First State Bank.
That's nice. That's pretty handy. That's not, you don't have to do a lot of hopping around there. I guess that's convenient for you as well.
Correct.
Okay. But it's also convenient for your clients too.
Right.
You mentioned you've done this for a while. How many years have you been in the real estate business?
I got my license in 1985.
Wow. A lot of changes in that time.
A lot of changes. Some for the good and some for not so good. A lot more paperwork these days, but the computer has helped.
I was going to say, between the computer, because now listings are available online, so people can actually kind of do some pre-shopping beforehand. I mean, I bet you a lot of times people come in knowing exactly what they want.
They do. And I belong to a company called List Hub, so when you list your house with me, it goes to 54 different sites.
Wow. 54 sites. Okay. And that's all part. And you service all the MLS, I'm assuming?
Correct. I'm a member of the Powesheik County MLS, which covers all of Powesheik County and some of the outlying Jasper, Iowa County, some up into Tama Marshall.
Yeah. What are they calling it now? Mid-Central?
Central Iowa.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's all confused. That's one of the changes that's been going on recently. Other one, as far as the Truth in Lending Act or something like that, a year ago in October, where it takes a little bit longer with the full disclosure now when you're going in and getting financing. They have to explain everything. You have to know exactly what's going on.
Right. It's taken about two extra weeks now for financing, and it is because of the disclosure law, and it's just to protect the buyer so that they know exactly what they're getting into and give them time to back out if they choose.
So how do you see the real estate market here coming up in 2017? Are you optimistic about where we're going with this?
I am. The rates have held steady. I was concerned, being a presidential year, what may occur, but I think that it's going to be a very good year.
I mean, the market has been pretty steady. I mean, unfortunately, the government can't control what the Fed does.
Correct.
And so that's kind of on their own. But it looks like rates are going to stay pretty much the same. They might go up and down just a little bit, but it looks like it's still a pretty good time. How's the inventory out there? See, that's another thing about being a realtor. The cell phones. That has to be one of the biggest changes for you, I would imagine.
Oh, is it? It's such a blessing.
And a curse.
And a curse.
But no, because people can, you can be in contact with your clients almost instantaneously. It's not like you have to get on or leave a message or do whatever now.
Right, and if you're out showing houses and they want to add a home, you can call right from your car and set up the next appointment. Really handy.
And smartphones, you can pull up listings.
Rates.
Wow.
Any type of financial documents you need, disclosures.
It's crazy. Real estate market. So I was asking that. So what do you think the market is going to be pretty good as far as inventory?
Our inventory actually is down right now. And if you're out there and you have a house that is between probably 125 and 175, that is really where we're lacking.
Really? I would think that would be like the sweet spot, because I would think a majority of the houses are in that kind of area, aren't they?
No, we have a huge shortage, and that's the most popular price range is right through there, especially for the first time home buyer.
Wow. Maybe I need to start thinking about listing my home. Of course, I don't want to sell for that. I want to sell for a whole lot more, but there you are. I'd have to sell this lakefront property recently.
A lot of people would.
That's great stuff. Speaking of lakefront, you do go out to the lakes. You have lake properties.
Correct. And what's fortunate about Patriot Realty is we have four locations. We have our new office in Grinnell at 802 Second Avenue, which is right across the street from McDonald's. We have an office in Montezuma. We have an office in our First State Bank location in Brooklyn and in our First State Bank in Sully.
Wow.
Linville.
So do they all have realty offices with them, or are you the only one that has the realty offices?
Linville and Brooklyn both have real estate divisions, and okay. Montezuma is a standalone building.
Okay, very good. So wherever you're looking, wherever around the MLS, you can find something.
Right, and we have agents in all those locations. So if you need anything in Poweshiek County or the outlying areas, we've got it covered.
Okay, that's great. You look at the real estate market, you look at financing. I mean, I cannot imagine why anybody would want to do that by themselves. I mean, why you would not want to get a realtor to help you out, because it just seems like it's so much paperwork, so many things you have to know. I mean, it's not like, oh, here's my house, I put a sign out in the front and somebody's going to come in here and do this. Even if that happens, just titles and finances, I mean, it's crazy. How can anybody do that themselves?
Well, that's why we're here. There are so many programs right now that people aren't aware of, and if they can't get qualified one way for financing, we know many alternatives. So it's in their best interest to have someone on their side.
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, just to deal with the paperwork. I mean, I talk about this all the time. When I sold, I did a long distance selling of my home and buying one here, and something happened at the last minute. And fortunately, I had realtors on both ends who worked and took care of it all, but it could have been a nightmare, but it wasn't, so I'm very grateful for that. But yeah, just having to deal with paperwork and
well, and making sure that the process stays on track and following the paperwork and the appraisers and the inspectors and making sure everything gets done, that's our job, and you put it in our hands, and we take care of that for you.
Yeah, and especially if you're buying, it's not just selling, but if you're also a buyer and you're looking, I mean, you have a real good idea. I mean, you know the market, you know the houses, you know what, you can sit down and talk with somebody and find out what they're looking for and really kind of save them a lot of time and effort.
Right, and we're in the houses every day, so, when someone will sit down and say, this is what I'm looking for, you can just scroll through in your mind and your inventory and say, oh, my gosh, I know one that may be perfect for you.
What's the biggest mistake that people make when they're trying to sell their home?
Well, several. Overprice.
I would say that would be the first, biggest thing they
and
want too much.
When I list a home, I like to find comparables and sit down with the owners and let them know what recently has sold and what prices and what is also on the market in their price range and give them an idea of where they should be.
What's the biggest mistake that buyers make?
They don't do inspections.
Really? Okay.
And I tell everybody, boy, have those inspections done. You need to know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah. House inspections, I mean, there's all kinds of now. Is radon inspection a, because this is like radon awareness time of year? Is that a required test in Iowa, or is that
No.
that still an optional one?
It's an optional test. You can have your home inspector leave the radon canister there if you want the radon test done.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, you know, if you're not pleased with the results, then you can negotiate the mitigation.
Okay. If you could change one thing about it, what would you change?
As far as?
Just the biz, the real estate business. If you could change one thing, change one rule, one law, one way of doing things, what would it be?
I would give everybody a loan to buy a house.
Okay. Well, you work at Patriot Bank, so that there you go. They can.
Well,
they can.
And, you know, some people think that they can't buy, and right now there are so many good programs out there. You know, give me a call. I'm sure that we can find something that will fit with your budget and your needs.
First-time home buyer, is there still one of the programs?
Great programs out there. The USDA program,
yeah, 100%, the rural.
Mm-hmm. 100% financing. You can ask the seller to pay your closing costs, and the last two loans that I have done, the people walked in the door with zero.
You can do that.
You can.
I was always told, my dad, it was like 20%. You have to have 20% down.
Not anymore.
Wow. That's amazing. FHA, there's all kinds.
Yeah, if you're a veteran, the VA program is a wonderful program. There are several local lenders that have many products that are available. You can get about any kind of loan you want right here in Powhatan County.
All right. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home, Patriot Realty, and Tammy can help you out with that. Website?
PatriotRealty.com.
Okay. Or is there a phone number?
The Grinnell office phone number is 236-1292, and my cell is 990-1292.
Or just stop by on Fridays because they have cookies.
Love to see you.
All right. Tammy, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for this edition of Spotlight on Your Business for 1410 KGRN. I'm Tim Dill.
Listen each weekday at 8:20 in the morning and 12:45 and 3:45 in the afternoon as KGRN turns our Spotlight on Business.